Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God's purpose shall be accomplished in the earth. He does not need anyone or anything to aid him in the completion or execution of his will. He can neither be turned from his purpose, nor can his timetable be delayed by anything that the creature may desire to do, fail to do, or imagine. The God of heaven and earth is not like the gods of the heathen, which have eyes but see not, and ears but hear not. Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. When God uses men to accomplish his intention, he does so out of choice and not necessity. It is a great privilege and honor to be called and equipped by him to carry out his purpose in the earth. Elijah was just such a man upon whom the Lord bestowed great gifts and power. He is without rival in the Old Testament as a man who boldly confronted the enemies of God and demonstrated the power of God in numerous miracles. He wrote no books, yet he left a legacy as a man caught up in the glory of God. He is one of only two men in the Scriptures who were honored by escaping death and being translated into the heavens in bodily form. He appeared with Moses and the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. He is the very one in whose spirit and power John the Baptist came. Yet with all these gifts committed into his hands, he was yet a man with many weaknesses and insecurities. So much so that he fell into a sea of self-pity, which was so severe that he considered death a better alternative to life. It is a very common thing for men to engage in pity parties when things don't turn out like they want, or great obstacles are placed in their path. Suicide is the ultimate end of self-pity. Most of us don't go to that extreme, yet we enter into a path that leads to that end each time we start feeling sorry for ourselves. None of us have been given the calling of Elijah, yet each one of us are given a calling by the same God who empowered Elijah. We are each one prone to act as he did when things don't come to pass like we expect. Perhaps we can learn to avoid this pitfall if we examine what caused his slide into self-pity. Elijah began to listen to the rantings of Jezebel and became fearful of her power. Here was a man who had stood toe-to-toe with 850 prophets of Baal and the groves cowering in fear because the president of the woman's club threatened him. How often have we seen men who claim to believe the Bible and sent to proclaim it not preach the whole counsel of God for fear of what men will say or do as a result? We should not be concerned whether or not men approve of that which God has sent us to do. His approval is all that matters. Elijah forgot that the power in which he walked at Mount Carmel was not of himself. He became fearful when he tried to protect himself, thinking that he was the one whom Jezebel hated. The enemies of God often vent their anger against his people, but the object of their hatred is God himself. Our success or failure is contingent upon his power and not our own. Oh, woe is me is the language of those who abandon this truth. Elijah abandoned the work he was sent to do and became idle. He laid down under a juniper tree and wanted to die. Quitting something is the easiest thing we could ever do. God's children are never characterized in the Scriptures as quitters, but rather as overcomers. When we become idle, we have time to reflect on our need for sympathy. Someone has rightly said, a dog in the hunt does not know he has fleas. Elijah lamented a lack of apparent success. He said, I'm the only one left. How true it is that men judge success by those things that they can see. Results are the basis upon which many determine whether or not something is of God. But God's rule of success is in the accomplishment of what he sets out to do, whether it's the opening of men's eyes or the closing of them. Noah was a successful preacher, even though no one listened to him. Elijah focused on what he had done and lamented the fact that he was not appreciated. Self-righteousness lurks around every corner of our life. We are so prone to set our sights on the great sacrifices we have made in our quest to do the Lord's will. We have a tendency to keep score and look with glowing satisfaction at those things we have accomplished. The Lord taught us that our prayers and our giving are to be done in secret because of our inclination to self-pity. Because our service is unrecognized by men is of no consequence at all. Rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.